the rest of the story. Running for that important office was a man of great political experience. Now, the nature of politics is such that yesterday's names fade quickly from the public consciousness. For example, does the name Jerry sound familiar? He seemed unbeatable, did he not? But he lost the election, and he lost it to an inexperienced opponent. It's not always possible to tell how a thing like that can happen or where it all began, and yet I can tell you how this happened and where this began with a newspaper ad. Once upon a time, not so very long ago, there was a group of concerned citizens calling themselves the Committee of 100. Now, these were not big money people. They were small businessmen and farmers, professional men and construction workers, housewives and career women, what sociologists would call a political and socioeconomic cross-section. But they had one thing in common. They were sick and tired of a certain someone in office named Jerry. Jerry had had more than enough time to prove himself, the committee reasoned, and now it was time for a change. You know what this group of fierce independents did? They took out a newspaper ad. Not just one ad, but in 26 newspapers. And the ad began with one word in bold-faced type, wanted. In essence, it said they were looking for a candidate, no previous political experience necessary, anybody who could beat Jerry. Anyone, it said, with a fair education, no political strings, no obligations, possessed of a few ideas for betterment of country at large. Any such person may apply for the job. I'm still quoting. Applicants will be reviewed by 100 interested citizens who will guarantee support but will not obligate the candidate in any way. Well, you can imagine the wide diversity of political and personal eccentricity that subsequently paraded before the committee. There was an ex-socialist now willing to associate himself with any party. There was a smog expert who knew virtually nothing about anything else. There was one fellow who thought he could get somewhere running on a racist platform. And yet the Committee of 100 did not give up. In fact, it was 3 months after that ad had first appeared that it was answered by somebody with promise. During his 10 minutes before the committee, he espoused a return to individual freedom and all that private initiative can produce. He promised an aggressive campaign on the platform of progressive liberalism. And after the prospective candidate left the conference room, the committee voted 5-2 in favor of him. And on the first ballot, and then the second ballot, was unanimous. The Committee of 100 now had found its candidate. That's how it began. That is how it all began. No, as you might have imagined, not for Jimmy Carter. The political candidate accepted by this citizens' committee in November of 1945 had no political experience whatever. The much experienced, the seemingly unbeatable Jerry that he set out to defeat, and did defeat, was United States Congressman Jerry Voorhees of California. At some point in the strife-torn years of the presidency, you may have wondered where politics began for Richard Nixon. Now you know it began on his first day home from the Navy when he needed a job and answered a want ad. For now you know the rest of the story.